This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Sometime in April, according to news reports, the television news channel Al Jazeera America will shut down. It was a victim of what the Qatar-based company calls the, quote, competitive U.S. media marketplace, end quote. Now, the media marketplace is competitive, yes, but its most pertinent characteristic is its size. On my satellite receiver, I get over 600 channels, and I've often spent an hour or two just scrolling through all of them as if the endless grid is a show in itself. I'll flop down on the sofa, watch 30 or 40 seconds of every channel I can, and then call it a night and go to bed. Now, like most viewers, I've developed subconscious strategies to deal with all these choices. Often, I find myself scrolling through the same 30 channels or so, maybe 10 here and another 10 further down the grid, and a final 10 down by where the movie channels are, creating a series of channel neighborhoods I check out during each grazing period. Now, brain researchers tell us that our thoughts and impulses create neural pathways in our brains, pathways that are etched into the tissue itself almost. That's very close to how I see my TV viewing behavior. I've etched some pathways through my vast number of channels on offer, but the difference is I have no interest in changing my patterns. And that, more than anything, more than the competitive media marketplace, is what hurt Al Jazeera America. Let me put it in another way. Years ago, an American fast food chain wanted an eye-catching and memorable advertising campaign, so they did what companies do when they're looking for that sort of thing. They hired the most creative advertising agency around and told them to come up with something dazzling. Now, the campaign that was pitched was clever and groundbreaking and distinct, and the Manhattan-based executives from the hamburger chain loved it. But the trouble is, the way those companies are structured, it was crucial for the individual restaurant owners, scattered across the country in the thousands, to be enthusiastic as well, and they weren't so sure. To them, effective advertising was simple. Just show a hot, juicy-looking burger rotating in an appetizing fashion and run the advertisements in the hours just before mealtimes when everyone's getting hungry. The clever New York executives wanted something distinctive and smart. The practical restaurant owners were convinced the New York sophisticates were overthinking it, which they were, because the ad campaign was a huge flop. As creative and memorable as it was, it didn't get the job done, which was to make you hungry for a hamburger from that specific fast food chain. So millions of dollars were spent without a corresponding rise in sales. Now, I have zero evidence to back this up, but I suspect that when the executives of Al Jazeera America hired an ad agency to craft a memorable and creative campaign to launch the new channel, they too asked for something clever and eye-catching and distinctive. What there wasn't in any of the advertisements I saw was any information about where exactly to find this new channel. The smart and sophisticated advertisements were too busy creating brand awareness to do the real job at hand, which was to get me to break into my neural television-watching pathways and add another junction. Now, a new TV news channel is always welcome. American TV news in particular suffers from a certain kind of myopia, but sadly, Al Jazeera America fumbled the opportunity. They forgot the key to effective advertising. Always show the burger, and always tell people where to find it. And that's it for this week. Next week, we lick our wounds. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.